what's interesting is we started off, I think all of us that live and work here in the Valley remember the winter of 2014. It wasn't the most pleasant, especially February. We had a winter that extremely stunted our start to the market, and that led to a very slow spring. What we also had going on in 2013 in the spring, March, April, May, we had the floor of interest rates. There was an incentive for buyers to hurry up and buy because they were starting to see those rates climb. The interesting thing, though, is if you look at June 1st of 2013 moving forward to June 1st, 2014 moving forward, we are exactly pretty much on pace, I think, within about three or four residential units. So once you get past this point of historically low interest rates that force people in the market real quick, we've been at the same pace as what we were last year. Most likely at the end of the year, I don't think we're going to catch up, but we have our pace has been improving throughout the year.
Median sales prices are up by, what, some $12,000? Is that right?
Roughly, yeah. They're up to $227,000, I believe.
Boy, Brent, affordability in Missoula for, you know, people who live and work here, it ain't cheap to get in the market.
It is a challenge. You look at the Missoula Organization of Realtors housing report, and we see that almost just about 50% of the people that live in Missoula rent their homes. Right now, the amount of affordable new construction, it would really help if it could pick up pace. We see also financing challenges with the need for greater down payments or like the Rural Development Zero Down Payment Program. You need to get outside of city limits, and most new developments are within city limits. So we've been seeing a couple barriers that have made it a little trickier for new buyers to get into. It's one of the unfortunate real estate stories in Missoula. I've been practicing here for 14 years, and it's kind of been that trend all along.
When you talk to your colleagues around other parts of Western Montana, what are the trends?
You know, I just last month returned from the state meetings for the Montana Association of Realtors. South of us, Bitter Valley, has seen their sales pace actually stay exactly on pace with what it was last year. So kind of interesting, where Missoula, we were hit by a hard winter and interest rate factors and those things. Bitter Valley didn't bother them. They just kept going, kept picking up. Now, an interesting thing down there, where Missoula, our amount of distressed and foreclosed properties is down to about 4% of our market. It still represents about 18 to 19% of their market. So almost one in five properties still being sold in the Bitterroot are short sale, bank-owned, or pre-foreclosure type properties. So that could explain why maybe there's still more investment activity. When you go north of here, especially up in the Kalispell area, they've slipped just a little bit, but they're so saw a trend a little bit more similar to Missoula's, drop back just a teeny bit from 2013, but their 2014 is still stronger than their 2012, which is stronger than their 2011. So pretty similar to Missoula.
And if you've got some property out in eastern Montana in the oil patch area, well, you're living large right now, I guess.
It's an interesting story out there. You see situations where I was at a meeting, not this most recent one, but one in the spring, and the representative from eastern Montana proudly proclaimed they had three listings in their multiple listing service, and one of them actually took more than a week to sell. So it's very, very interesting times out there. Real estate is an all-time premium.
Well, of course. Been speaking with Brent Wahlberg, president of the Missoula Organization of Realtors. Brent, it's always good talking to you. Thank you so much for your information.
You bet.